the last time I said anything about you in this way. I was wondering all sorts of things. And the next day, you showed up again. And I wondered if you'd heard what I said. Because you made a rather bold move. And you left. And I don't know how long you're going to be gone. Are you gone for good? Are you just gone for a little while? Are you going to come back? As someone who knows me well has teased and suggested, maybe you aren't too tempted, and that's why you're not showing up anymore. Because the last time I saw you, you leaned over across the table from me. You leaned into me, practically climbing over it, and your mouth was inches from mine. My mind was racing. Never in my life did I think I'd have someone like you so close that they could kiss me. And you knew what you were doing, didn't you? Your face was next to my face. And then here's the kicker. You whispered in my ear, like you knew what that would do to me. It killed me. I still think about it. Oh, God. And it wasn't what you said, it was how you said it. Playfully, a tone of voice. And you did it in front of so many people. I hope you realize that people do know who you are. Are you okay with them seeing you flirt with me? Or are you okay with them seeing your face and your mouth so close to mine? And we were busy, and you wanted to talk. And you kept asking me questions, and you didn't care who was watching. Oh my God. Even if I don't see you again, that's something I get to replay in my head. You. Never in my life did I think something like that would happen. And I know that we idealize those who are famous. Those we see in movies and on TV. But you certainly have some sort of magnetism. I never would have known if I hadn't seen you in person. If my body didn't physically react when you walked. And when I talked to you the last time, my mind, I think I blacked out. Your eyes were focused on mine, and I was just talking, and I can't for the life of me remember what I said. You were staring at me so intensely, and then after you leaned over and you whispered in my ear, you left. Now, my days are filled wondering if you're going to show up. It's excruciating. And then I worry about what's going to happen when you come back. You were so bold. I mean, it's on camera what you did. As if my coworkers who weren't around and didn't have a reason to believe it's recorded and there's evidence of it. And when I feel like it didn't happen, that maybe I'm making this up and that you're not attracted to me, I remember that there's proof of it and that someone I know really well saw it happen and watched and knew who you were and knew that I'd mention you coming around. I mentioned that you were perhaps slightly flirtatious. Are you smelling me? Are you thinking about kissing me? Are you still? So I try to stay away. Of all the people that you interact with day to day, is there something about me? Do you feel it too? Or does that sound crazy? I have never had anyone affect me like that. Anyone that I knew who they were first. There's so many handsome, pretty actors and actresses and musicians that I deal with, but I'm drawn to you, and I'm doing my best to forget about it, because I have to function. I can't think about what might be running through your head. I want to be running through your head. I want you to stare at my body and want it. I want you to want to press yourself against me. Or maybe have a little flash of a fantasy of what we could do. I'm very curious. I really want to know if your wife knows. I'd be into it. If she were. I'm pretty open-minded to a lot of things. It sounds like you both are too. I'm so intrigued. Are you feeling me out? Are you seeing how I react? Kissed me. Even if you don't show up again, even if I never see you again, I have this story about the time and times that this handsome, famous actor showing up where I worked, to eye fuck me, to go out of his way to say hello and stare at me and ask me about music and semi-personal question and keep it going and lean over and get inches from my face. And whisper in my fucking ear. Jesus Christ, if you only knew what that did to me. If you knew that I record audios like this, that's something, it's a turn on and a trigger. That your voice There's something calming about it. And I like your accent, too. Of course I do. Thank you for making me feel beautiful and desired and giving me something that I get to keep. I get the towel. That's funny. I never would have imagined I'd meet you. And I do hope you come back, for what it's worth. I've thought about so much more. My mind races. And I wonder if you're gonna invite me home with you and her. And if she'd like me. I don't know. But why don't you try me?